And welcome to the second set of the Cool Jazz Set. I'm your host, Paul Pierce. We are originating from the University of Richmond at 90.1 FM, streaming at WDCE.org. The Cool Jazz Set is recorded and will be available for your future enjoyment and entertainment at our website tomorrow. Just go to cooljazzset.com and click on radio shows, and you can hear both one-hour sets of tonight's show. I'd like to say a very special hello and welcome to our listeners who tune in on WYAP Radio at 101.7 FM in Clay, West Virginia, and also our listeners in Surprise Valley, California, who tune in on KDUP FM, and also to our new friends in Geneva, New York. That's where the Finger Lakes are, a beautiful country up there. And they tune in and listen on the very popular Geneva Community Radio. So welcome. We're glad to have you, and I hope you're enjoying the show as well. Up next, we're going to start this second hour with something from our good friend. My friend John loves Lee Morgan, so I'm going to play something for him. This is something from 1958. This is Lee Morgan playing Since I Fell for You. Thank you.
Thank you.
Joey DeFrancesco on the Hammond B3, Guido Basso on flugelhorn, nice album, and Lauren Lufsky on guitar, and that was If I Were a Bell. And let's see, before that, we heard from the great, late Lee Morgan. Up next, a request for something by Irene Krall. This is a nice duo album she did with pianist Alan Broadbent. Alan is very popular as an arranger and does quite a bit of nice work with orchestras and so forth, and has done some work with Diana Krall as well. This is from Irene Krall's album, and she spells her name K-R-A-L, by the way. Where is Love is the title of the album. And this is Spring Can Really Hang You Up the Most, Miss Irene Krall.
Once I was a sentimental thing. Threw my heart away each spring. Now a spring romance hasn't got a chance. Promised my first dance to winter. all I've got to show's a splinter for my little flame. Spring is here. There's no mistaking. Robins building nests from coast to coast. My heart tries to sing so they won't hear it breaking. Spring can really hang you up the most. College boys are writing sonnets in the tender passion they're engrossed. But I'm on the shelf with last year's Easter bonnets. Spring can really hang you up the most. All afternoon, those birds twitter twit. I know the tune. This is love. Heard it before, and I know the score, and I've decided that spring is a bore. Love seemed sure around the new year. Now it's April. Is just a ghost. Spring arrived on time. Only what became of you, dear? Spring can really hang you up the most. The party's over. Old man Winter was a gracious host. But when you keep praying for snow to hide the clover, spring can really hang you up the most.
And that, of course, was Thelonious Monk and John Coltrane from the album they did together, Trinkle Tinkle. And that was from my friend Ralph down in the Museum District. Hope you're listening tonight. He loves Thelonious Monk. Okay, up next, this is a special request. Autumn in New York and the one and only Chet Baker with his Parisian Quartet. Thank you. Miss Claire Daly, baritone saxophonist. And that was I've Got the World on a String. She's a really fine player. She has a website that you may want to check out, too. She has some nice recordings. Claire, C-L-A-I-R, E, Daly is her last name. Claire Daly, D-A-L-Y, ClaireDalyMusic.com. Okay, you are listening to The Cool Jazz Set on WDCE at 90.1 FM. Streaming at WDCE.org. I'm your host, Paul Pierce. It's always an honor and a delight to be with you on these beautiful afternoons playing this great American art, modern jazz with taste. And speaking of tasty, how about some June Christie? Do nothing till you hear from me.
Someone told someone, and someone told you, but they wouldn't hurt you. Oh, 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 not much. the story with his own little personal touch. Do nothing till you hear from me. Pay no attention to what's said. Why people tear the seam of anyone's dream is, well, it's over my head. Do nothing till you hear from me. At least consider our romance. If you should take the word of others you've heard, I haven't got a chance. True, I've been seen with someone new, but does that I'm untrue when we're apart? The words in my heart reveal how I feel about you. Some kiss may cloud my memory, and other arms may hold a thrill, but please from me. And you never will.
And that was a nice duo, Olivier Antunes on piano and Jesper Lundgaard on bass from their album Arching. And that was a tune written by Nat Adderley entitled The Old Country. Up next, a request for something by the Four Freshmen. This is a live recording they did from Las Vegas, and we heard them when they were here not too long ago. And this is a nice piece, and it's a great tune as well. You've Changed.
You've changed. The sparkle in your eye is gone, and your smile is just a careless yawn. It's all over now. Kisses now are so blasé. You're bored with me in every way. You're breaking my heart, you've changed.
You've forgotten the words I love you. The sweet memories that we shared. You ignore every star above you. I can't realize you ever cared.
You've changed. You're not the angel I once knew. No need to tell me that we're through. It's all over now, you've changed.
Brand new. Hi, this is Marian McPartland. Why do kids love music? Maybe it's because music is fun, plain and simple. It offers kids a way to move their bodies and use their voices. It opens up their minds to dream about where they can go and what they can do when they get older. Music is also such a valuable form of communication. Our kids, American kids, come from more cultures and backgrounds than in any nation in history. And sometimes the most fertile common ground they share is that of music. Music classrooms are great places for kids to explore their creativity, develop skills, and interact with other young people. So help your children get involved in music. Support your school music program.
A PSA brought to you by MENC, the National Association for Music Education, and the National Anthem Project, the campaign to restore America's voice through music education. Music, part of a sound education.
And thank you, Marian, for that timely message on music education. The last recording we heard was the late, great trumpeter Clifford Brown, and he was joined by tenor saxophonist Sonny Rollins, and the title of the piece was Flossie Lou. And let's see, that was George Morrow on bass on that particular recording as well. Well, you know what? I think it's about that time, and I want to say how much I've enjoyed being with you tonight. Hope you had a great couple of days, and I'm enjoying the nice weather we had today. Take care of yourself, be well, and I look forward to being with you next week, same time, same station. Here's Miss Ella Fitzgerald.
Every time we say goodbye, I wonder why a little, why the gods above me, who must be in the know, think so little of me, they allow you to go. When you're near, there's such an air of spring about it. Major to minor, every time we say goodbye. Every time we say